In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mayo Monday with Gerard Mayo, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts when it comes to treating men's sexual health. There are 5 New England offices, or you can go to northeastmenshealth.com. Also brought to you by Land Rover of Norwood, by Drains, by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, and by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes all football season long. Gerard Mayo, immediately, first impressions, listeners spoke. They chose that Biggie song as your walk-up song. Thumbs up?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up on that?
Thumbs up.
He's
a Biggie fan.
Post-game, you said that one hurt yesterday?
Yeah, it hurt. At the same time, today's a Wednesday in our world. We got to get ready to move on to the Jets. But, you know, overall, I thought the guys went out there and they played hard. They played tough. They played physical. We just got to, you know, the end of the half and the end of the game, obviously we could have done a better job there.
You talked a little bit post-game about being able to push the ball down the field. What does that mean from your perspective? Does that mean being able to throw the ball more?
Absolutely. We have to throw. We have to hit those intermediate portions of the field, which right now we're not doing. The run game, those guys are really taking control of the line of scrimmage, but we have to be able to push the ball down the field. I'm not talking, you know, 70-yard bombs, but the 20-yard in cuts and plays like that.
And not being able to do that, is that an O-line thing? Is that a Jacoby Brissett thing?
No. I think it's a combination of multiple things. And, you know, our goal right now is just to get it fixed.
Gerard, when you look at your offensive line play for the first 2 weeks, especially, you know, pass protection, because I think they're doing a tremendous job when you talk about running the football. How do you guys feel about them pass protecting through these first 2 weeks of the season?
I would just focus on yesterday. I thought the pass protection was average at best. I thought, you know, they brought guys from different sides of the field, you know, stars and Mike backers. And, you know, even when they rushed four, they were able to get, you know, back to Jacoby. And look, you know, as soon as – it doesn't have to be a sack to affect the passing game. Like, just bodies around the quarterback affect the passing game. So we have to do a better job, you know, just protecting Jacoby. And, you know, that's with the line and the backs and the tight ends as well.
It seemed like this week he was very accurate outside of the pocket and throwing the football when running. So I think that was, from my perspective anyway, better than last week from Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, he made some plays with his feet. You know, he was able to extend those plays. At the same time, you don't want to see your quarterback having to run away from pressure and make throws all day. You want him to be able to feel comfortable back there and make the throws that we need as a team.
His ability to escape, though, is that something that's just come with time, having a vet at quarterback, or is that something that Jacoby Brissett himself is just really skilled at?
You know, it does take time. And Jacoby, look, he's not the fastest. At the same time, he has good pocket presence. But I would still say overall, we just need to do a better job protecting him.
You said on Friday that you confirmed the reporting out there that Drake was getting 30% of the first team reps in advance of each week. Is that building towards something soon, or are you just trying to evaluate his growth this year? Is there something that he's building toward, and when he gets to that point, he takes over, or is it reliant on other factors?
For me, I'm focused on the Jets, and I'm not looking that far out. And as an organization, we're still 100% behind Jacoby.
Are you saying we're on to next week?
We're on to next week. Sorry, I hit the pellets on. I had to get that stress out.
No, that's good. Who's your favorite Peloton instructor? Who do you like to watch?
I like
all.
You
them.
Like them all? I like them all.
No, it depends what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to burn a lot of
UK
calories.
Instructors.
It's Matt Wilpers if you're trying to build a lot of endurance. Okay. But everyone on there. Tuesday.
Yeah. Greg got a Peloton and it was a great coat rack.
Actually, I do the Peloton virtually. We talked about that last week.
We did.
I need more virtual. Hold on, I got it.
So let me ask this question, because I know if you say getting the ball downfield, and some of the things maybe that you guys might be looking into is to help out the offensive line, maybe some, you know, bootlegs, moving the pocket a little bit, because that will help those guys out. Yeah. Now knowing that every time the rush is rushed, they know that the launch point is not going to be in the same spot all the time.
But we do that. You know, we have boots in our game plan. We have play action in our game plan. And when you run the ball for 180 yards, we should have those intermediate opportunities.
Right.
But we're just not taking advantage of it right now.
From your perspective, what happened on that Metcalf TD?
We just got caught with our pants down. That's on me, 100%.
You were asked after.
That was a good call for them, and it was good timing. So I take responsibility for that.
You were asked after the game about that 4th-and-1 in overtime, and you said that you considered going for it. What was the deciding factor in not going for it?
just the gut feeling. I know that's the easy way out, but it was just a gut feeling for me.
The decision, obviously, in hindsight, it looks bad, but just in real time, the 3rd-and-5, as you were driving to go up 6 or 9, depending on what you did there in the final drive of the fourth quarter. Obviously, Jacoby gets sacked. Was there a decision there you regret not running the ball, just trying to get closer to field goal range?
Not at all. I'm not going to second guess that one.
Had some trouble later in that game converting on 3rd down.
Yeah.
Is that kind of back to what you were talking about earlier, which is that we need to find different ways to move that ball down the field?
Yeah, I always tell the guys, like, you don't know when that play is going to show up that we need it. And so every play has to be 100% and well executed for us to succeed.
Some of these younger receivers, I mean, we've heard about their great camp and everything. What are some of the things that maybe you could do early in games to try to get them involved and get the ball in their hands so they might be able to make plays and have a little bit more of a flow of the game as the game progresses?
I mean, that's part of it. You know, you try to scheme up. You've been around receivers that if you get them started early, then they're going to have a good game. If they don't get any touches early, then probably be a bad game. But what I would say is just, you know, as a part of the script is to try to get those young guys the ball.
Update on Juwan Bentley?
Not yet. You know, we'll find out here at 11 o'clock.
That penalty on Jonathan Jones, he being told on the saying that he was told on the field that it wasn't actually a penalty. How frustrating is that for you if every play counts, especially
I'm not going to be critical of the referees, but, I mean, that's hard. That's a hard thing, you know, when a referee tells you, you know, I messed up on that play. And, you know, for us, we just have to move on.
You brought up quick turnaround for the Jets. You look at Aaron Rodgers, been in the league a long time. What do you need to do against him from the defensive side of the football?
I would say first and foremost, it doesn't matter who we play. We need to do a better job keeping the quarterback in the pocket. And when we were letting the quarterback outside the pocket and, you know, this past game, you know, he made plays with his legs. Now, A-Rod, he's one of those guys. He may not be as fast as he used to be, but he's still mobile back there in the pocket and still can make all the throws. So had to get some type of pressure in his face somehow and also keep him in the pocket.
When you look at Jacoby Brissett, you kind of – early in the game, I think he did a really good job of getting the ball out of his hands quickly, managing the game well. Are there times and point in the game – when you as a coaching staff say, hey, maybe take a shot here, or, you know, don't force it into a bad situation, but be a little bit more aggressive. Is there like that balance?
We have those discussions on the sideline all the time. And, you know, I think at times we could be more aggressive. Mm-hmm. And so we'll try to do that this week.
Any clarity for us on the Okorafor situation? Was he just mad about being benched? Has he left?
It didn't sound. You know, look. Once again, I called Chooks and we had a great conversation, and I was checking on him just as a man first and foremost. We'll see what happens today. I know Elliot and his staff are in contact with his team.
Jacoby looked like he got banged up a little bit, hand or arm or even rib. I don't know. He was wincing in pain after one of the plays. Is he fine? Everything's good with him?
We'll find out. You know, once again, we have our staff meeting. We have our medical check coming up here soon. So today's a Wednesday in our world, like I said, and so we're kind of pushing everything back a little bit.
Speaking of injuries, if you were Tua's head coach, what advice would you give him?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to take a page out of Coach McDaniel's book there where he said, you know, he didn't want anyone talking about his quarterback. So I'm going to pass on that one.
A lot of passes.
No, there weren't a lot of passes.
I got another
in
one.
In the game you're talking about?
I got another one. I got another one for you. Malcolm Butler was the keeper of the light.
Keeper of the light.
Ooh. Could you let us know what happened when he didn't play in that Super Bowl?
Oh, man.
No? You have no information?
Nah, my headset keeps cutting.
As long as we're going down this road.
You said Jets?
Yeah, Jets. Yes,
as long as we go down this road of awkward questions, Greg, I don't know if you noticed, Gerard, but Bill Belichick is on 60 different shows, and he decided not to mention the team in any of them. He avoided all talk of the Patriots. Was that surprising to you?
Well, I don't watch anyone. I don't even really watch the show.
You know who is on with us every Thursday is Bill O'Brien.
Okay.
What do you think of the job he's doing over there?
They have a competitive team. I think he's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Gerard, when you look at the way you're able to run the ball and play defense, does that give you because those are like the foundations that you always try to build your team on, but does that give you a lot of confidence week by week going, okay, because of those two things, we're always going to be in games and we're always going to have opportunities to win football games?
100%. That's how I see it. If we can run the ball and control the time of possession, play good defense, we'll always have a chance. Now, in saying that, we do need explosive plays. We have to, you know, keep these defenses, you know, on their heels. And I would also say, defensively, we got to be able to keep the quarterback in the pocket because they're only getting more and more athletic.
As a guy that played in them and now you're coaching in them, as a general rule, do you like the Thursday night games? Do you think that you can get your team ready? You said it's already Wednesday,
yeah,
but it's actually Monday. Like, are you eight? As a player, what did you think about them? And now as a coach, how do you feel?
To me, I love Thursday night games. You know, it's like a mini bye week. So after that game, we'll give the players a few days off to reset, and then we can look at our team as a whole from a coaching perspective and really do just a major self-scout. And you have a couple extra days to do that.
What's a short week like for guys like Gibson and Stevenson, who, you know, were running pretty hard yesterday, getting hit over and over again? Like, how do you protect them to make sure that they're ready to go on a Thursday?
Walkthroughs. Walkthrough, walkthrough, walkthrough. So there won't be any padded practice or, you know, max velocity, max speed practices. It'll be more walkthroughs just so we can get more reps.
All right, Courtney's question was the Hellman's Mayo question of the week. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store and add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
We need some deliciousness on Thursday night.
Yeah, you really do. Do you have any pregame rituals that you could switch up? I mean, do you do the same thing? I saw you walking out on the field with a cup of Joe yesterday.
Yeah, I've done that since I became a coach in 19.
Maybe switch to tea or something.
Nah, I'm not really superstitious. Look, it comes down to execution. It comes down to everyone, coaches, players, all of us being on the same page and going out there executing. I don't care if I had, you know, whatever, a lucky rabbit's foot in my back pocket or not. You know, it comes down to execution.
All right. Well, we're waiting for you to execute come Thursday night.
I know.
Night,
same so. Here, man. Same here.
Well, how do you feel? I know you're getting ready to go, but it's the last one for me.
That was a good...
It was a good way to say goodbye. Wendy wants to ask you about Drake May again.
Exactly. No, I was going to ask you, because
you think you could throw the ball if Drake May were your quarterback?
I'm trying to... Listen, this is your first two games there.
Joe Milton can throw it 100 yards.
What about Joe Milton?
He can. Well, they say he could throw it 100 yards. I don't know about that one. But we're, you say self-evaluation. How do you feel like you've been able to do in these first 2 weeks? Like, what are some of the things that you learned from, some of the mistakes that you made? Just because you obviously you're self-scouting every single day. Where do you feel like you've been just through these first 2 weeks of the season?
I would say we have a tough football team that can play good special teams overall, using the first 2 weeks, play good special teams, run the ball, stop the run, and when I look back on it, I mean, how we started the show, we just have to be able to push the ball down the field. And we have guys on our team that can get open, and it's our responsibility as coaches to push it down there.
When the schedule comes out, do you do what we do and pencil in wins and losses? Was this penciled in as a win for you, and that's why you were?
Look, any given Sunday. Yep. Any given Sunday. And no, for you, it probably was a bunch of L's when you did ours.
No, this one was a W.
All right, coach.
Let's try this again.
All right, yeah, we'll try it again. We'll do it again. All right, that is Gerard Mayo. head coach of the New England Patriots, and our conversation with the coach is brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. It took overtime, but the Pats fell to the Seahawks in the home opener yesterday. 23-20 was the final at Gillette. Jacoby Brissett finished the day completing 15 of 27 passes for 149 yards and a touchdown. The Red Sox fell to the Yankees yesterday 5-2, losing that series 3-1. The guys are off today before taking on the Rays in Tampa Bay. We'll get to a lot of Gerard Mayo nuggets, I'm sure,
yes,
coming up after the break.
I am so happy to be with Greg, where finally I wasn't the one asking the Butler question. That just made my day.
I'm trying to help you on that.
I'm saying, yeah. I'm thanking you.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
I feel like we got to ask Butler.
Wiggy also doing what police officers do a lot. They act like they're wrapped up with the investigation, and then they throw one more question at you.
Yes.
When
yes,
they think you're safe.
Yes.
Well, you know what? The Canton police should have did that.
Right.
Investigated a little
point.
Bit better.
Both sides.
Good point. The Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes is back. This is your chance to win free groceries for a year, plus other incredible Boston sports and concert prize experiences. To enter, check your receipt for entry codes when you spend $50 or more. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 66 and sunny right now in Boston. Afternoon high, beautiful, with highs in the low 80s.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.